This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Anyone who's driven U.S. Highway 41 north of Milwaukee knows that for all intents and purposes, it's a superhighway. It carries thousands of cars and heavy trucks every day to places such as Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay. But if a plan under consideration by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation moves forward, U.S. 41 will become Interstate 41 as soon as next year. Tammy Raby is the planning project manager for the DOT, and she joins us on the line from Green Bay to fill in some of the details. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
What's the impetus for this change?
Well, back in 2005, Congressman Petri enacted legislation that had Wisconsin Department of Transportation study the U.S. 41 corridor for inclusion into the interstate highway system. And he did that at the urging of local economic development representatives and chambers of commerce who felt that U.S. 41 was not getting the national recognition that it deserves as being a high-speed, high-quality freeway, and that interstate designation would allow for more economic growth in the Fox Valley area.
As those of us who live in Wisconsin know, a large stretch of U.S. 41 through that area is a high-speed, high-capacity kind of highway. Is it just the image that the U.S. 41 brings that is the key issue that people that wanted this change were working against?
Exactly. I feel that what we've heard from the economic development folks from across the area is that having that interstate shield, the blue and red shield, will allow the areas to market to nationally recognized companies. And people do recognize that an interstate highway has a certain quality that a U.S. highway may not have. There are U.S. highways throughout Wisconsin and our nation that are just two-lane highways, and they go through urban areas. And what U.S. 41 currently is looks just like an interstate. And people around Wisconsin are aware of that, but people outside of Wisconsin don't realize what type of highway facility it is.
Well, and I wonder if you can help us a little bit with some maybe historical perspective on this. U.S. highways like U.S. 41 predated the interstate highway system frequently. How are those highways typically funded and maintained today compared with interstates?
Well, that's really up to each state. Each state gets federal highway funding through a process where it's calculated how much each state is going to get. And then we work as a department with Federal Highway Administration to fund our projects. And the way Wisconsin does it is we work with a six-year program determining what projects have the highest priority, and then we apply our federal dollars as well as state dollars and potentially local dollars to the project. So I can't really speak for how other states, you know, handle that, but we do use a six-year program and we prioritize. And of course, an interstate highway is likely to get a higher priority. However, U.S. 41 is already a priority corridor for our state. So I'm not sure that this really is going to make a difference in the amount of funding or work that you'll actually see along this corridor.
Where is the process at this point?
Well, we've been studying the conversion of U.S. 41 to an interstate for several years, and we have a draft environmental document that we have signed by Federal Highway Administration, and we're planning to take that to the public for comment at our public hearings. And once we get the public comments and we get that environmental document finalized, then we will work with Federal Highway Administration to get the final paperwork and the final package signed so that it can become an interstate. And there are also a couple other things that need to happen prior to this getting signed as well. You may have heard news about federal legislation that will allow for the current trucks that are using U.S. 41 to continue using 41 after it becomes an interstate. The state of Wisconsin allows trucks to haul over 80,000 pounds along U.S. 41. They have more axles added or they have some different loading. And Wisconsin decided that this was in the best interest of our state, and our highway is designed to handle these trucks and handle that commerce. but federal legislation is needed to allow that once it becomes an interstate highway. And Congressman Petri was able to, and Congressman Ribble as well, were able to get that legislation passed through the House back in July, and it was introduced into the Senate but referred to committee, and now the Senate is on recess. So the thought is that once the Senate is back in session, that they should take up that legislation and pass that legislation that will allow the trucks to continue hauling on 41 as they're currently hauling today after interstate conversion.
The issue is that typically interstate highways do not allow trucks of that size and weight to travel?
Yes, exactly. It's a federal law that interstate highways have a maximum gross vehicle weight of 80,000 pounds. Now, there's plenty of places where these grandfathering legislation has been in effect, and similarly, we did get that legislation in the mid-90s when U.S. 51 was converted to I-39. So it's not something new or something unusual, but in order to allow these agricultural products and timber products and those type of products to continue hauling from field to market, we need to have that federal legislation enacted.
Now, I know the environmental impact statement isn't finalized yet, but what are the physical kinds of things that have to happen to the highways to allow them to come up to interstate specs?
Well, really, U.S. 41 does meet the interstate specifications for the most part. There are some areas where shoulders will be widened in upcoming resurfacing projects, and different type of improvements will be made. As maintenance projects happen along the corridor, you will see things like median cable guard or improved side slopes and widened shoulders. But that would likely have happened regardless of interstate conversion because, like I said, U.S. 41 is considered a high-quality freeway. We have the speed limits of 65 miles an hour, and because of all the traffic that's currently using them, it is considered one of our priority corridors. So those improvements would have been made likely regardless of interstate conversion.
Aside from the red and blue shields that would go up, are there signage changes that would have to happen? And beyond that, other features that we're used to seeing as part of interstates, things like rest areas?
We will not be adding any new rest areas as part of our interstate conversion project. The biggest change that you will see is the blue and red shields going up from the Wisconsin state line up to Green Bay. And we do not need to change any of the mile markers or exit numbers as part of interstate conversion. We have worked with a committee to take a look at how this all affects the highway numbering and everything. And it was determined that we would leave the mile markers in place so you won't see any exit numbers changing. The one other significant change that will happen is that U.S. 41 will be rerouted to follow our Interstate 41 corridor. So right now, when you get to Milwaukee at the Mitchell Interchange, U.S. 41 follows 94 up through the Marquette Interchange and to the Stadium Interchange, and then it follows Lisbon Avenue and Appleton Avenue up to where it meets Highway 45. So U.S. 41 actually does go on some city streets in Milwaukee. U.S. 41 will be rerouted to follow 894 and 45 around Milwaukee. And that section of U.S. 41 that is on Appleton Avenue and Lisbon Avenue will be renamed Wisconsin 175, which is a continuation of Wisconsin 175, where it extends to the northwest from Appleton Avenue.
And is that going to hold true for the short stretch that people know of as the Stadium Freeway from I-94 to North Avenue?
Yes, that stretch of the Stadium Freeway will be called Wisconsin 175 as well.
Is there a certain amount of, and I'm not sure whether this is the right term, but legacy naming that would exist? I mean, there are always people who are reluctant to change or slow to change or slow to realize change has happened. Are these highways going to be co-branded for a while?
Along the highway, you will see mostly Interstate 41 shields, but we will also have reassurance signing that will allow people, drivers, to realize that they're still on U.S. 41 as well, because U.S. 41 is a national corridor that runs from Florida all the way up to Michigan. So you will be on U.S. 41 and I-41. But we feel that because both numbers are 41, that will actually cause less driver confusion because people will realize that, okay, we're on US 41 and I-41.
But I imagine there are any number of businesses along the way or, you know, things like restaurants and motels that have brochures that, that reference US 41 that, that might not change right away.
Exactly. This does allow them to have time to make those changes. We have been working with the local area chambers of commerce and economic development corporations, so they realize this is happening. And actually, some businesses have already started making the change in advance. So we have noticed that there's been some signs that say that businesses are along I-41, even though it's not I-41 yet. So I think that a lot of the business owners are excited about this change.
Well, and barring any setbacks, what is the soonest that we're likely to start seeing the I-41 shields go up along the highway?
Right now, my project team is working to have a bid letting for contractors in March of 2014. And so we need that federal grandfathering legislation to happen and our agreement, everything to move forward with the Federal Highway Administration. But if all goes well, the signing projects will be let in March of 2014, and you will see interstate shields going up in the summer and fall of 2014.
Well, perhaps we'll check in with you as that date comes closer. Tammy Raby, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tammy Raby is the planning project manager for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Interstate 41 project. She joined us on the line from Green Bay. There is more information about the project and the upcoming public hearings on it from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Keep listening. We'll take a break now, and in a moment, we'll update the status of Asian carp and Lake Michigan. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.